This book, the BIBLE, the BIBLE stands for Believer's Instructions Before Leaving Earth. So I hope and pray that you have your own personal devotional time. You spend some time in this Word of God. It gives us a lot of hope. And our scripture in the New Testament this morning, and I entitled my message, The Art of Fruit. Now, I know this is a season of fruitcakes, and sometimes I was called a fruitcake, but that's not the art of the fruit I'm talking about, but we'll get to there. In chapter 3 of Luke's Gospel, 7 through 18. Again, New Living Translation. Here's a sample of John's preaching to the crowds that came for baptism. You brood of snakes, who warned you to flee God's coming judgment? Prove by the way you live that you have really turned from your sins and turned to God. Don't just say, we're safe, we're the descendants of Abraham. That proves nothing. God can change these stones here into children of Abraham. Even now, as the axe of God's judgment is poised, ready to sever your roots, yes, every time that does not produce good fruit, it will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. The crowd asked, well, what should we do? And John replied, if you have two goats, give one to the poor. If you have food, share it with those who are hungry. Mark, you did that. Every corrupt tax collector came to be baptized and asked, teacher, what should we do? Show your honesty, he replied, and make sure you collect no more taxes than the Roman government require you to do. The tax collectors in those times, when Rome was in charge of Israel, they would get the tax collectors, they would give them the authority to collect taxes, and they would say, okay, this is how much the Roman government wants. Everything you can collect over that is yours. That's why they ended up with being so many corrupt tax collectors. Everyone was expecting the Messiah to come soon, and they were eager to know whether John might be the Messiah. John answered their questions by saying, I baptize with water, but someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I am not even worthy to be his slave. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, and he is ready to separate chaff from the grain with his winnowing fork. And then he will clean up the thrashing area, storing the grain in his barn, but burning the chaff with never-ending fire. John used many such warnings as he announced the good news to God's people. May God add his blessings to reading and hearing and the understanding of his holy and precious word, and a little Ralphieism added.